looks like Kyle Yocklin is the holder. It's a good snap. The ball is down. Kick is on the way, and it is good. 22-2. 1:52 to go in the first half. We will take a break. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM. Down
Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Reese. 22-2 with 1:52 to go in the second quarter. You like the number two, Jason?
Well, I'm forced to. Hey, there's nothing I can do about it.
Look at the scoreboard. There's a ton of them up there.
If it was 2:22 to go in the half here, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going
to play the lottery.
I was going
to
say I'm heading up to the store after the halftime to get some tickets.
From the 15-yard line, a nice return out there for the Lakers by Justin Wick. He'll bring it out over the 30 to the 35, up close to the 40-yard line. So with 1:45 to go in the half, the Lakers will have it first and 10 on their own. They'll spot it at the 39. A few updates to get in. You've got one here, Jason, you want to pass along?
Yeah, I got an update. Cass City leading Bay City All Saints 12-7.
And courtesy of Paul Adams, another update in that Marlette-Harbor Beach game. It's been a shootout so far, 24-20. The Marlette Red Raiders with the lead, probably up 36-6 over Bad-X, and at last check, Reese and Vassar, or rather Vassar and USA, all knotted up at 6 apiece. So again, if you have updates, pass them along to us. We'd like to get them out there to the listeners, 989-269-9931. Hand off up the middle for the Lakers. Looks like Evan Gosho with a 1-yard pickup. Second down and 9 coming up. Clock running with 1:15 to play in the first half. Warak now will operate from the shotgun. Dropping back. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Nate Crone. He had it in his hands and it just slipped through. So that will stop the clock here and bring up third down with 1:08 to play in the first half.
And that was one of those timing routes there. Crone went out 10 yards past the sticks there. Turned around, the ball was right on him, and they had a hard time hauling it in. A good pass, though, by Warren.
22-2, the Lakers looking at a third down and 9 here, and the Rockets with the lead. And a timeout remaining on the board, so we'll see what happens here with 1:08 to go in the half. If they can stop him and get the football back, who knows what can happen. Warak again from the shotgun, pass over the middle, it's picked off again. Picked off by number 80, Adam Leffler. Leffler looking for the end zone again. He'll take it down inside the 20 to the 15, close to the 10-yard line before he's hauled down. So a busy night for Adam Leffler of the Rockets on defense. One interception for a touchdown. The second interception taken down deep into Laker territory, and we do have another Laker that is injured and down on the far side of the field.
And I don't have a number on that young man out there, but there was a heck of a crackback block by one of the Reese defenders there as Leffler was running down the sideline, and I think that may have been the young man there. I know in my past experience, I've had that happen a time or two back in the good old days, and not much fun, especially when you can't breathe and you're laying on the ground there. It's more than likely, hopefully, just the case got the wind knocked out of him, but Again, Adam Leffler with another interception, and it looked like it at first. It was almost the same exact spot on the field where he intercepted
right.
The first one.
Yep.
And at first look, it looked like he was heading down the sideline, heading in for six more, but a nice job by the Lakers to get back and stop him. But Reese set up quite nicely here with 58 seconds to go and with one timeout down at the 10-yard line here. So they put themselves in a position to really kind of put a nail in the Lakers' coffin, if you will. I mean, down 22-2 with a chance to go up 29, possibly 30-2, and the Laker offense definitely will have its work cut out for them here tonight.
Yeah, they can really really blow this one wide open. The Lakers trailed at one point 15-2. Then the Rockets ran back a interception for a touchdown, and now they have the ball deep, as Jason mentioned, in Laker territory as the injured Laker player is brought to his feet. Still trying to get a number on him, and that may have been, it was either Tim Warrack or Chase Belker. It's a single digit on the uniform. If it's Tim Warrack, Jason, then the Laker offense really going to take a hit as he, of course, playing quarterback for them tonight.
I'm looking to see if Velker is out on the field for him. I can't tell. Yes, he is on the field, so yes, I believe that was Warrack. And as I get a better look at him here on the sideline, I do believe that is number three, Tim Warrack, the injured Laker there. So I think might have got snowed under a little bit trying to make the tackle after the interception there, but and you can't fault the kid for the effort there. Is one of those things, one of those blocks, when you're running down the sideline and you're not seeing out of the corner of your eye just right, it's pretty easy to get hit and not see it coming.
The nice part is he walked off under his own power. Yocklin back to throw into the end zone for the Rockets. Pass completed. Taylor Zetkowski touched it on Rockets. So off the interception, the Rockets make quick work of getting the football back. One play and a touchdown. And they've opened up the lead here even further, 28-2 with 51 seconds to play in the first half.
Yeah, really just unfortunate here for the Lakers so far in this first half. Reese with good field position all the way around offensively, but the defense for Reese really getting the job done as well.
Kick is on the way, and it is good. 29-2 with 51 seconds to go in the half. We'll keep it right here, and Jason's going to tally up a few numbers. While he does that, I will tell you that a halftime score from Ubley reads like this. Ubley 50, Baddax 6. That ball game, you could say, is over.
It's just been a disastrous season for Baddax, and it continues here tonight. I don't think anybody's shocked by that score there. And, you know, for Baddax, I mean, coming into the season, myself included, I thought, you know, they're kind of building on something. Start with one win in 2008, a three-win season last year, and I thought, okay, if they can get up to maybe four or five wins, it kind of sets the table for them to be a playoff contender in the coming years. But the program right now seems to be heading backwards as they've not been competitive really in any game at any time, it seems, during the season here. So tough season for Baddax. Ubley well on their way to that 10th straight playoff appearance like we talked about earlier, and just 24 minutes of football separating the Bearcats and the playoffs.
And a happy homecoming night, as it is homecoming night in Ubley. It's homecoming night here in Reese as well. And homecoming night across the thumb in a few other places as well. Deckerville having their homecoming tonight. On the kickoff return, it's going to be Evan Gosho out at the 20 to the 25, up to the 30. Gosho taken out of bounds as he's advance the football out past the 35 to about the 37-yard line.
Well, we'll see if Tim Warrack comes out at quarterback here. It looks like Warrack is sitting on the bench on the sideline. I don't think he's going to make his way out here. And I'm not sure who they're going to have in at quarterback exactly here.
Looks like Walter Van Hooten may be coming in to play quarterback. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that if they come out and line up. 44 seconds to play here in the first half. Reese with a 29-2 lead over the Lakers.
And it is Van.
It is Van Hooten. Van Hooten up under center. Receiver split wide in each direction. And a little miscommunication on that first handoff as number 75. And that's the young man we don't have a name on. We're going to track that down here at the half. Stacked up in the backfield, loss of a yard.
And that's the problem when you bring a quarterback in, and Van Hooten, you know, as far as I know, has been a fullback, running back all season long here for the Lakers, so probably doesn't get a lot of reps in practice with Warrack, the senior quarterback, but you're going to see that type of thing, kind of some miscommunication between the center and the quarterback when the new quarterback comes in.
5 seconds to play in the half. Van Hooten from the shotgun, just going to tuck it in and run it himself. Van Hooten will be taken down near the 39-yard line, and that will be